From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico has pushed the pause button on the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Federal health officials on Tuesday recommending pausing the use of the one-shot vaccine because of blood clots that were occurring in women in the ages of 18 to 48. 6 cases so far have been reported in the United States. Here in New Mexico, Lee County was one of those counties that had administered the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We hear more from David Shaw, the CEO of Norley Hospital here in Lovington.
Norley Hospital District, all we've given out is Pfizer, and that's all we will give out. Covenant to Hobbs, I believe they primarily do Pfizer, a little bit of Moderna.
But on Saturday, they administrated the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at the Hobbs Hispano Chamber of Commerce Health Fair. Membership recruiter Joanne Martinez said that on Saturday.
We have here Covenant Health, and they did the Johnson & Johnson. From what I hear, it's the first time they distribute this vaccine here in Lee County.
There's no word yet on when the Johnson & Johnson vaccinations will resume. In Chavez County, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 27 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus on Monday, but it was causing some confusion. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who coordinates the COVID-19 efforts in Chavez County, explains
further. The state has changed the way it reports. For one thing, it doesn't report on Saturday or Sunday anymore. As a result, this number that came out Monday is 3 days worth of data.
What frustrates Kentai even more is that the state does not inform individual counties when the confirmed cases occurred. Eddy County received notification that several of their capital outlay requests were approved this year to the tune of $4.1 million. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Cal Marksteiner tells us what that money will be used for.
Our two big high-dollar capital outlay items this year were two different lift stations around town, and that'll help us continue to grow, provide for the new homes and apartments that are being built around town.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.